Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the seventh chapter of Terra Incognito, and in this issue, we find out a little bit more about Terra's past and what she's been involved in. All right, let's go ahead and jump to the episode.
So we get into issue 34, and we see Deathstroke. He is still talking about the contract he has out on the Teen Titans, because he had taken the contract from Hive, actually way back in like issue 1 or 2, and that was his introduction. Actually, it was issue 2. His introduction of into the comic verse. Took out a contract on Hive, on Teen Titans to kill them. His son, Ravager, Grant Wilson, decided to usurp him, take the contract, and try to kill the Titans. Inadvertently died himself because he had subjected himself to the same, not treatments, but some drug. Basically, he was trying to pull a Deathstroke and have like all these abilities, but whatever Hive did to him, his body was rejecting it and end up dying. Deathstroke, Slade Wilson, blames the Titans.
Of course.
And so that's why he is and always will be one of their most deadliest foes.
But anyway, so he's basically, you know, reminiscing. He's like, oh, I guess I'd better go out there and, you know, kick their asses.
Yeah.
Pan over to Terra sitting in the Titan Tower, and she's all morose and sad. And then, bam, they burst in there and they sing happy birthday to her, the rest of the Titans.
Because she's now officially 16. I guess.
Yeah.
Even though she said, she was 16 at some other point.
Yeah.
During the book.
But, or she could be 91. I don't know.
No, hey.
But it's supposed to be facing towards her, so. Yeah.
But so now she wants. Now they are accepting her as to be a Titan. The problem is that she wants to know everything.
She's got to. She is making a basic stand where, like, if I'm not going to know everybody's secret identities, I don't want to be part of the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, for the last, like, what, three issues that we went through.
Well,
she's,
really, since issue...
I guess the first issue that we started on, yeah.
Like, I mean, not when she popped up, but...
But after he took her to the Titan Tower and, you know... And
after they helped save,
yeah.
Quote-unquote save.
Yeah.
Not really save, her parents.
But she's wanted to be part of the Titans.
Yeah.
But then here she is telling him, you know, hey, if you guys aren't going to tell me, you know, who you really are, then I'm not really part of the group. You know, cry.
You say you trust me, show it. You know, tell me, like, prove to me you trust me. And then we go over to Robin beating up Scarpelli's men.
With Adrian Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Chase pulls a gun on Scarpelli, and Scarpelli reaches into a dresser or some kind of...
armoire or something.
Yeah. Pulls out a gun. And
it looks like a dining cabinet, China cabinet.
Oh, I guess it does kind of look like that, yeah. But pulls out a gun and...
That's all Chase needed.
Yeah, and that's what he was waiting for. But Robin uses a batarang, or would that be a Robin-arang?
That's a batarang.
Yeah, I know. to knock the gun out of his hand, and then Chase is like, look, I can't arrest you because I brought
warrant,
Robin.
You have illegal firearms.
I have a warrant right here, and I'm not a cop, but Robin's legally deputized, so I can have him bring you up on charges.
Which, I mean, Robin's like all shocked because if you had this warrant, why did we do this? Well, because...
And then Adrian Chase is like, I needed to put him in the situation where he had to pull the gun on me so that I could get him for it.
Because if he didn't pull the gun, then he could just say, oh, that wasn't my gun.
Yeah.
It was just there.
Exactly.
We go back to Titan's Tower, and the Titans are, again, this is Terra being headstrong, wanting to know who everybody is, wanting to be part of the team.
And she's all like, oh, you guys don't know what I've gone through. I've lost my parents. And everybody's like, dude,
you just
described this whole orphaned, you know, group.
Yeah, as Starfire's like, I was a slave. My sister put me in slavery. Raven's like, I'm the daughter of a demon. Cyborg's like, really?
Half my body my dad had to make.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Like,
and then Donna's like, I don't even know who my parents are, so come on, suck it up, princess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh. Yeah, jeez.
Because she is a princess.
So we flip over. Deathstroke is
targeting
somebody.
I think it was some kind of senator or something is what they say later.
Oh, that's
on.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he abducts him basically to get the Titans to come after him.
That's right. So he's going on his mission. He's trying to get his everything into place.
Like we said earlier, these books jump around like really obscurely from page to page. But then it jumps back over to the college where Terry Long is teaching his class, has one of his female students come up to him and asking for private lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, he's saved by Donna walking into the room and
with the ring on her finger.
The engagement ring, yes. And
she's accepting his marriage proposal, and he is super happy for it.
Then we, of course, bounce back to Teen Titan Tower, where Tara and...
still arguing.
Arguing with Chase, Changeling about how, you know, she wants to know everything and blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. And threatens to leave.
So as Tara and Gar, or Changeling, are arguing, there is a video that, or I guess a
video
message.
Call.
Video call?
Yeah.
Maybe? Comes in, and it's Deathstroke.
This is way ahead of its time.
Wow, this is it. 83, I think this was, if I remember correctly. Yeah, 83. So Deathstroke is calling the Titans, basically calling them out, saying, hey, look, I'm going to kill this guy if you guys don't show up. Tara sees this as an opportunity to prove herself, and so she decides, she knocks out Changeling and goes running after Deathstroke. She's going to take Deathstroke out on her own. And she literally comes flying through a window at him, rock powers and all.
Knocks him through the side of a building.
And she's just fighting him. She's straight up, she's holding her own against the Terminator. So, as this is going on, they're starting to fight across the city.
Tearing the shit out of things like, you know, superheroes are wont to do.
And villains.
And villains, yeah.
Deathstroke is able to disrupt her concentration, and so she starts to fall back to a good, 40 stories
I would
up.
Say, yeah, she's taller than most of the buildings right there, so.
But as that is happening, this whirlwind starts to slow her descent, which, to her, it tells her that the Titans were able to follow her and is now going to help her out.
So anyways, they start fighting with him. As they're fighting, Deathstroke gets a hold of Kid Flash, has a sword to his throat, and he's like, you know, you guys better just let me, you know, walk, blah, blah, blah. Tara uses her powers to trap Deathstroke inside of, like, basically a big fist of stone. They save the Flash, but Deathstroke still has his power staff, mm-hmm. uses it to, well, explode himself.
Yeah. he basically just explodes the... rubble
the hand around
him,
yeah,
holding him, but then he's gone. He disappears. The Titans are like, you know what? This is definitely proved that you are one of us.
We'll tell you everything tomorrow.
When we get back to the tower, we're gonna tell you everything. So she's like, okay, I need some time now. Just give me like a lot just happened. I need to get my bearings. So she leaves, goes back to the apartment that she was held captive at,
quote unquote
captive. Because we find out that Deathstroke is there
and has actually
and waiting for her.
He actually has her spying on Titans for him.
Yep.
He's got a mole inside the Titans.
Yeah. We then see, at the very end here, we see Robin telling off Adrian Chase, like, look, this is not how I do things.
You used me. I didn't appreciate it. Yeah. You know, if you would have told me, you know, what was going on from the get-go, we could have handled it better.
Yep.
And don't bother with me again.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
As Robin's leaving, explosion happens in Chase's apartment.
And that takes us right into the annual number 2.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back very soon with the final chapter of this new Teen Titans story arc.